A trial has been delayed for a Mississippi man accused in a shooting in Alliance. 29-year-old Robert McGee will now go to trial June 23rd in Stark County Common Police Court after his defense attorney requested more time to prepare. The trial had been set to begin Monday. McGee was indicted on charges of attempted murder and felonious assault, both with gun specifications. Police say the case stems from a December 2024 shooting in the 2200 block of West Main Street, where a 34-year-old man was shot twice while sitting in a vehicle. Another man was initially charged, but those charges were dropped. Canton City Council is delaying a major tax break vote for a proposed Amazon data center after public pushback and talks over local control. During Monday's meeting, Council moved the decision on a 30-year, 75% property tax abatement to May 18th. The repository reports a community meeting will be held May 12th. The project, planned for Perry Township, would include large data center buildings and a new electric substation on about 100 acres off Faircrest Street Southwest. Residents have questioned transparency, environmental impacts, and the value of tax incentives for the project. Lake Township trustees are moving to pause new data center projects for 6 months while they review potential impacts on the community. The decision was made Monday, with officials saying the moratorium will allow time to study effects on health, safety, utilities, and local infrastructure before any new operations move forward. In other business, trustees addressed an unpermitted 2024 ditch enclosure. A letter will be sent to property owners Don and Karen Kurtz, ordering the ditch restored within 6 months. The board also approved items including cemetery deeds, membership renewal with the Stark County Township Association, and a contract with H&H Dumpsters for the spring cleanup. 5 people were injured, including 4 who were ejected from a vehicle in a serious crash on Route 30 in Canton. Police say it happened just before 4 p.m. Sunday when a driver failed to control their vehicle and rear-ended another car in the eastbound lanes near Raff Road. The wreck forced one vehicle off the road while the other struck a sign, overturned multiple times, and came to rest on its side. The victims were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver at fault was cited for failure to maintain reasonable control. The crash is under investigation. State officials are backing a new manufacturing expansion in Northeast Ohio expected to boost advanced technology jobs. The Ohio Tax Credit Authority has approved incentives for the Technology House in Streetsboro and Solon, which plans to add 72 full-time jobs and more than $5 million in annual payroll. The company specializes in additive manufacturing, including 3D printing and prototyping, and will expand operations through onshoring new production capabilities. A traffic stop on I-80 in Portage County has led to a significant drug seizure. Deputies with the Portage Aggressive Crime Enforcement Unit pulled over a vehicle in Shalersville Township April 22nd for minor traffic violations. Deputies searched the car and found more than half a pound of fentanyl hidden in a backpack under the spare tire, along with a digital scale and packaging materials. The driver, 38-year-old Kevin Hawkins of Detroit, and passenger, 33-year-old Luther Hunter of Southfield, Michigan, were taken into custody. The case is being referred to federal authorities. A man linked to an East Liverpool murder has pleaded guilty to reduced charges. 26-year-old Travis Kidder of East Liverpool admitted Monday to involuntary manslaughter, tampering with evidence, and obstructing justice in the July 2021 shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas. Prosecutors say he was the driver and has agreed to testify against 30-year-old Curtis Holland of East Liverpool, who was one of 2 gunmen. More serious charges against Kidder, including aggravated murder, will be dismissed. Sentencing is scheduled for October 19th. An incident at an energy site in Columbiana County is under investigation after damage to 2 storage tanks Monday morning. Officials say crews were called just after 11 to the Hillcore pad on Fairfield School Road in Fairfield Township, where one tank lost its top and another was damaged. Witnesses reported hearing what sounded like an explosion. No injuries were reported. Sebring Village Council is delaying a proposal on creating a new business development director, pushing the proposal into discussions for the 2027 budget. Village manager Chris Frazier says the role would focus on attracting businesses, securing grants, and helping fill vacant properties. Council also sent a community relations officer plan to the finance committee. Officials say the part-time police position would expand community outreach and improve communication with residents. That includes support for the Blue Envelope program for individuals with special needs during traffic stops. Council approved the purchase of a drone roller for the service department from Zimmerman Farm Service in Pennsylvania for up to $45,000. A man accused in a deadly shooting outside a Youngstown bar has pleaded guilty to multiple charges. 21-year-old Jonathan Altreach of Youngstown entered pleas Monday in Mahoning County Common Police Court to involuntary manslaughter, firearm and drug offenses, and failure to comply with police. Prosecutors say he was accused of killing 26-year-old Tyrese Logan outside a South Avenue bar in December 2023. Sentencing will be held at a later date. The cause of an overnight house fire in Youngstown is under investigation. Firefighters were called around 3 a.m. today to the 1300 block of Berwick Avenue, where flames were shooting through the roof when crews arrived. The house was vacant and no injuries were reported. Five people are hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a head-on crash in Warren. Police say the collision happened just before 10:30 Monday morning at Fairmount Avenue Northeast and East Market Street. WKBN-TV reports three people had to be extricated before all five victims were taken to area hospitals. The investigation is ongoing. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.